Mishnayis Mesechta Kalim, Rupta Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalit. Barzel Tomei Shebeloloi in Barzel Tohor. If you're forming a new kli, and it's made from metal from some that was Tomei before, and some metal that's Tor, and that's how you're making a forming now a new kli out of these pieces of metal. So it depends. In Roiv Minat Tomei, if most of the pieces are Tomei Vika, pieces of metal, Tomei, then this new kli now is Tomei. The Im Roiv Minat Tor, but if most of the pieces are Tor Dika, pieces of metal, even though there's some Tomei Dika pieces, but it's considered now a new kli, and therefore you go Basar Roiv and remains Tor. Tor. Mechtel, Mechtel says 50-50. Tomei, then this new kli you're forming remains Tomei. The same thing you're making a kli now out of chaloma, that's like clay, that has looked like a kli cheres, that would be mekabel tuma. Min haglolim, that's the excrement that comes out of a behema, that's not mekabel tuma. The same halacha, that if it's roiv clay, it is mekabel tuma. If it's roiv gololim, it's not mekabel tuma. Machs is also mekabel tuma. Kleistera temeya. Cholesterol, that's a type of a ball that you have on the top of the bolt of the door, that you have a piece of metal to use for a bolt to lock the door with, and on the top of it, the tip of it is like a ball. So that's Temeya, that's like a Kli Matris, and therefore it's Mekabel Tuma. As if the Barzel, here the case is if the bolt itself, the metal, was made from Tomidic metal, so locker is, this also becomes tummy from that. This glustro, this ball on the top of it, is like bottle to the bolt, the whole thing is tummy. Umetsupa tohira. But let's say it was made out of barzel tohor, umetsupa, and you're covering it now with metal that was tummy, then tohira, because you go bossa the ikar of the kli, which is made out of the Torah dika metal, therefore the kli remains tohor. What's going to be ha-pin fi-ar-punor temeyan? These are part of the lock. Ha-pin, that's like the teeth of the lock that goes inside it. So these things are mekabel tuma. And ha-pruna, that's the lock itself. In other words, they're considered like one kli. And if one is mekabel tuma, both of them become tumei. Fi ha-gloistero, that's this bolt, or the ball on top of the bolt of the door. So before we said about Hilchas Tumma, now we're going to talk about Hilchas Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shoim Tomi Pesach Zev, Hotel Bechaber B'Shabbos. You'll have to remove it with a shinu like from one door and put it onto another door. But Shoim Tomi means to do it by dragging it, which is called the Tiltum Menatzad, therefore it's a Mutter. Rabbi Tafin says though, Harehi lekachol hakelim. No, it's not muksur at all. It's like all the other utensils. Or metaltelis dachotzer. In the chotzer, there's no problem of carrying. It's only a question of muksa. Yells, no, it's not called muksa. This is called the kli that you could use. It's not makabul. It's not muksa. You let him move it directly. Ye mishneh hey. Akrov shel prumbiyo. This is like the muzzle that you put around the mouth of the behema. Sakar Shoprumbiya, that's like the bite of the bridle. So Timeya, it's Mekabel Tuma, it's called the Kli by itself, and therefore it's Mekabel Tuma. It's Mishtamish Dodim, the other holds on to it to lead the animal, so it's Mekabel Tuma. Luchayayim, that's the sides of it, it goes around the jaw of the animal, which is mainly put there for an ornament to make it look nice, that's Tohirim, that's not called the Kli by itself, it's not Mekabel Tuma. It's only like a tachshit for the animal, it's not mekabel tumah. Reb Elezer mitameh b'lechayayim, he holds no, even the side, the pieces that are put around the side, around the cheek of the animal, it's also called the kli, that a person uses it, it's like bottle to the bite, and therefore it's also kli to mekabel tumah. V'chachomam, the chachomam say, ein tumah ele akrav. No, it's only the bite itself that's mekabel tumah, and not the lechayayim, not the side pieces. But the vishas chiburin, when they're all attached together, the bridle, the bite, and the side pieces when they're attached together, then hakol tum, it's all considered like one kli, and then it is makabotum, it's a kli that a person is mishtamish with it to lead his animal, therefore it's makabotum. Mishnevov, piko shel matchis, that means if the ball of the spindle that a lady uses to weave with, on top of it they have like a little ball that puts some weight to the spindle, so that's made out of metal. So Rabbi Akiva Matam, Rabbi Akiva says it's called a kli by itself, it's called a kli matchis, a metal kli, and therefore it's makabel tumma. The Chachomim Matam, the Chachomim say no, it's not considered a kli by itself, this ball, but rather it's bottled to the spindle, and the spindle is not makabel tumma. Umitzupa, let's say it itself is made out of wood, it just is covered around with metal, and then Torah, since the covering is bottled to the goof, to the kli itself, which is made out of wood, it's called the pshuta kli, it's not makabel tumma, it's tor. Hakush, that's the spindle itself, the needle itself that they used to weave with. V'yoimo, that's like the kono, that's like the rod that they spin around it, the wool. Or else v'hamekel, which is a kli, a type of an instrument that they play the flute like with. V'hamekel v'symphonia v'cholil shomatchis. So these musical instruments are made out of metal. Tameim, then the makabel tumma. Umitzupim terim, let's say again, it itself is made out of wood. It's just covered around with a metal. Then terim. Symphonia, that's this type of a flute, type of an instrument. Im yeshpa beis kibbul kunafayim, if it has a part of it that you can attach to it, the kunafayim, like wings of another musical instrument that makes the sound sound better. So then, benkach or benkach tameya, whether it's made out of wood or whether it's made out of metal, it's makabel tumma, because it's considered it has a base kibbul, it can receive this kunafayim, and therefore it's called the base kibbul, even though it's made out of wood, still it's makabel tumma. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Keren agula, if you have a horn that's curved, that's like round, like let's say chatzaitzer is a trumpet that's made round, so tumeya, then it's makabel tumma, because it has a base kibbul, you could put like liquid inside it. What's going to be your pshuta? Let's say it's a straight keren, a straight horn, then tohera, it's not makabel tumma, it's straight, it's tor. Hemoysa mitzupin shalosh matchis, let's say by the mouthpiece, it was covered over with metal, so then it's called the kli matchis, and therefore tumeya, it's makabel tumma. Hakav shalo, that's like the wider part, the opening of the keren of the son. Rabbi Tafin metama. Rabbi Tafin says it's metame, like it was made out of metal, says makabel tumma. V'chachom metam, chachom say no, that's not the ikur of the kli, and the metal is bottled to the kli, therefore it remains tor. But of a shas chiburin, let's say when it's all attached, this keren, it's attached with its kav shaloid, then hakol tummy, then the whole thing is tummy, like one big kli, and since it's a base kibble, it's tummy. Kiyotzeboy is similar halacha like this is, kinei menorah, the branches of the menorah, of the candlesticks, is a Torah, they're only called the pshute matchis, they're only called the pshute kli, it's not makabel tumma. Haperech v'habosis, haperech, that's the place where you put the nair, the candle of the menorah, or else v'habosis, that's the place in the bottom where it holds the feet of the menorah. Temeyim, they're makabel tumma, they have a shame by itself, it has a base kibbul, therefore it's makabel tumma. But of v'shas chiburin, when they're all attached, when the menorah is completely attached, all together the pieces, then how called tum is called one big kli, then it is makabel tumma. Yeah, Mishneh Ches, kasta tameya, kasta, that's a helmet that they wear by the war, by an army, so that's makabel tumma, it's called a kli. Luchayayim, something the army people put around their cheeks, that's tohirim, it doesn't really have a shem kli by itself, therefore it's tor. What's going to be yim yesh vem beis kibul mayim? Let's say there's a place there to receive water on it. On this cheek guard, you could receive water there and drink from it. So lochar is tameyim, that gives it a shem kli, then it's makabel tumma. Now the Mishnah says, kol klei hamachoma, all the kalim that the army people use by war, is tameyim, like all the clothing that's special they use for the army, that's tameyim, it's makabel tumma. What does that mean? Hakidoin, that's a spear, a small spear. ha-nikoin, that's the head of the spear, that's the metal piece of the spear, that's also makabel tumah. Fehama gofayim, that's like the shoes of metal you put on to protect your shoes on your feet, that's also makabel tumah. Vashiroyin, that's like the beggar, the wear to protect the body. That's like a shield that protects your body, something you wear to protect the body. So these things are tumeim, the avishem kli, it's mishtamish odom, and therefore it's makabel tumah. What's going to be, Tanav Mishnah says, kol tachshite noshim, all type of jewelry that the ladies wear is also tumeim, it's called the kli, it's makabel tumah. Ir shel zov, this charm that's called like a city of gold, so that's like the picture of Yerushalayim on it, that's makabel tumah. Katloyis, that's like a necklace, it's also makabel tumah. Nizomim, that's earrings. Vetabois, or rings on the hand. Vetabas, now this tabas, this ring, bein sheyesh lechosim, that has a seal on it, bein sheim lechosim, there's no seal on this ring. Still, it's makabel tumah. Nizmeyaf, what's going to be with the nose ring? Katlo, or else this katlo, that's this necklace, shel chulya shelo shel matchis, that the pieces on it is made from metal. The chut shel pishtman, strung on, these pieces are strung together with a string made from pishtman or shel tzemer. So in such a case, such type of a necklace, again, that the chachulyas means the pieces on the necklace is made out of metal, and it's strung with a string that's made out of pishtun, flax, or wool. So nifsakachut, let's say the string snaps, ha'chulyas tumeis, as each piece is called a kli by itself, it's called a katachshit by itself, and therefore it's still makabel tumah. Shekolachas v'yachas kli b'fnei atzma, every piece of this necklace is called like a piece by itself, like a lady would wear each piece by itself, therefore it's still makabel tumah. Chut, what's for the opposite way? Let's say the string was a chut shomatchus. The string that held the pieces of the necklace together was made out of metal. The chulish, the pieces on the necklace, shel avonim tovus amagolis, that's made from fine stones or pearls, over shel tzuchuchis, made from glass. So then, nishtabru hachulis, let's say the string, the links themselves broke, but the hachut pefneyatz makayim, but the metal string is still here. The lachris tomei, still these achulis are still is makabel tumah. Whereas the chut is makabel tumah, since it's made out of metal, it's still makabel tumah. Now, shiore katlo, that's this necklace that snapped, and you have pieces there. So kamole tzava katana, meaning if this necklace is long enough that you can put it around the neck of a small girl, so then it's makabel tumah. But if it's less than this, it's not makabel tumah. Rabbi Lezer says, afilu tabas achas, even if it's one link left over, tumeya, shekein tolim betzavar, the ladies hang on the neck, each link by itself, so therefore each one is called a kli, it's still makabel tumah. Your Mishnah tes, nezem, on earrings, shuosa kigdera milamaton, on the bottom of the earring, it looks like a pot, meaning it's like square. Uchadosh, like a lentil bean, milamal on top, like it's round. So it depends. Now the nifrik, it comes apart, these two parts of the earrings. So the part that's kigdero, like a pot, that's tomei, mishum kli beis kibul. Because even though it's not fit for tachshit the way it is, but still it's fit to use for beis kibul to receive water in it, therefore it's called a kli by itself. Uchadosh, and the top part of the earring, that's a round piece, that's tomei b'fnei atzmoi. That's tomei by itself because it still could be used like an earring. Tzinoiro, that's like the catch, that's like the hook of the earring. Tzinoiro Torah, if it breaks apart, it's Torah. Also, kmeneshko, if you have an earring that was made like a cluster of grapes, Kimneshko v'nifrak, and it comes apart, each piece by itself, is tor, because each piece by itself is not roi to be used for tachshit, therefore it's not makabel tumah, it doesn't have a shem jewelry by itself. Yeah, Perek Yudbeis, Mishnah Aleph, Tabas Adam, a ring that a man wears on his hands is tamei, it's mekabel tuma. That's called a tafshit for an adam. Tabas behemah v'kelim, let's say a ring that's put around an animal for a tafshit for jewelry or around kelim, v'shakla tabois, all other rings that are made for different purposes, is teirus. Those do not have a shem, a kli on it, they're not mekabel tuma. It's only for a tafshit of an adam that's mekabel tuma, not for a tafshit of a behemah or for kelim. Koiras hachitzim means the place with arrows, the target of the arrows, where you throw the arrows. That's Temeya, that's called a base, that's called a Kli, it's Mekabel Tuma. V'shalasirim, Torim, that means, this is like a beam that they put in the feet of the people in jail, they tied down their feet in this beam, that's Torah, not Mekabel Tuma, it's not called a Kli Tashmish, it's just a place to tie up the feet of the people in prison, that's not Mekabel Tuma. HaKoylor, that's the chain you put around the prisoner, so that's Tuma, that is Mekabel Tuma, because the person walks around with it, so it's Meshtamish the Yodom, therefore it's called a Kli. Shal Shalish Shiesh Bo Beis Nila, let's say you have a metal chain, a shalshelis, a chain made from metal. Sheyesh bo beis nila means it has on it to close up b'manol, lisker oise b'manol, that you could close it with a lock. So locher is tamei, it's mekabel tuma. Ho asuya l'kvisa, let's say this chain is used to tie up people that are in jail or to tie up dogs. So then the locher is tera, it's not mekabel tuma. It's not called the kli maisa. What's going to be shalshelis shalshitonius? You have this chain. Shalshitonius means that market people that sell things, soichrit for people that sell wheat, use it to carry it with them when they carry the wheat from city to sell it. So lochris tumei, it's mekabel tuma, because it's tied on to the kli, the weight or the measuring kli. So that's loch like the kli itself, it's mekabel tuma. But private people that have this chain, Lochris Torah, it's not Mekabel Tuma, because the chain is not meant always to be attached to the weight, to the measuring Kli. Therefore, it's not called part of the Kli. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Amosai, when do I say this? Bizman Shum Avtech Echod. When the chain is made out of one piece, then we say the Salocha. Avalim hoyu shel shnayim, it was made out of two pieces, like or shekarsha chilozim v'roisha, or you tied on a chilozim to the top of it, meaning it was tied on, the chain was tied on to a kli. Zan lochras tumeya, the shashal shes mekabel tuma, because it's considered a chelik, part of the kli, and therefore it's like bottle to the kli. It has a shem kli on it, therefore it's mekabel tuma. Ye mishneh beis kinei moiznayim Shel Saroikos. Kine, that's like the base. Moznaim of the scale. Shel Saroikos. People that sell their wool. They come out the wool and they sell it on the scale. So Temeya, this corner, this reed like, the stem of it is Mekabel Tuma. Mefneon Koloyes, because it has hooks on it. Because of the hooks, it gives it a shame. Kli, it's Mekabel Tuma. Vishabale Batim, what about a private type of a scale? If it has hooks on it, then tome. Now, what's going to be unkelin shel katofim? That means the hooks that are on something that people carry thing on their shoulders is Torah. It doesn't have a shem kli, it's Torah. V'shel reichlin, let's say people that sell merchandise, if they have something that they keep hooks on to hold things on, then tomeya. Because here it has the base kibbel, therefore it's Mekabel Tuma. Reb Yudah says, Shel Reichlin, by a merchant that's selling things, it depends. Shel Afon, of what's in front of him, the hooks that are in front of him, Temeya. That's Mekabel Tuma, that's what he uses. That has a Shem Kli on it. But for Shel Achra, of what's in back of him, Torah remains Torah, not Mekabel Tuma, because he doesn't use it. Unkele Dargush. The hooks that are on a bed, a darker type of a bed, is Temei, it's Mekabel Tuma. Vishel naklitin, that's the type of a canopy, like the poles, you put a canopy on the top of the bed, Torah. There we say the hooks does not have a shem kli and remains Torah. Shel shid, let's say a small box, a shel shido, temeya, it is makabel tuma. There's the hooks you have on the shido, on a small box, it's temeya, just like the box itself. Shel akoin, let's say you have these hooks attached to the akoin, then the Torah, just like the akoin itself is, this type of a basket, and it has hooks on it that they catch fish on, its Torah, just like the basket itself is not makabel tuma. Shel shulchan, let's say the hooks on a table, to me it's makabel tuma like the shulchan itself. Shel menorah, say it's if you have it on a candlelight of wood, Torah, it's Torah, just like the kli eitz is Torah, hu adin, the hooks is also Torah. Zaklal, this is the general rule. Kol ha-mechuba la-tomi, something that's attached to something that's makabel tuma, tomi, it's also makabel tuma. But the ha-mechuba la-Torah, Torah, so attached to things that remain Torah, they also remain Torah. For kulun, all these type of hooks, even the cases that we say it's tomi, achas, b'fnei atzman, Torah, let's say they come off, and you have the hooks by themselves, they're not called a kli, pshit it is a Torah. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel, Kisui Tena, the cover of, let's say, a big basket, Shematchis, that the cover is made out of metal, so Shabale Batim, if it's a private type of a basket, or Gamliel Matam, or Gamliel says, yes, it is Mekabel Tumah. Since the Kisui, the covering, has a base kibble, therefore it's Mekabel Tumah. The Chachamim Matam, the Chachamim say, no, still it's Torah, because they say this Kisui is not Choshev Kli. Therefore, it's not makabel tuma. V'sharoifim, what about this basket that doctors use and they store the medicine in it? It's tuma, it's makabel tuma. They has a shem kli. Hadelis shebamigdol shebalibatim Torah. That means a door, a metal door, that was in a big closet, that it looks like a tower. So it depends. So again, hadelis, the door, shebamigdol, the big tower, Shabalabatim privately, Torah it's not makabel tuma. V'sharoifim tumeivos, from doctors then it is makabel tuma. Hayituchin tumeim, that's a tongues that you hold something hot with. So tumeim is makabel tuma, it's called a kli. V'haprochim torim, that's something like yituchim, but the kavuyim, these tongues, are attached to the kurayim, it's attached to the stove itself. Therefore, it's Torah. Akrav beis habad temeya. Those are like the hooks that are akrav beis habad. That's the hooks in the press. You press the oil. Temeya, it's makabel tuma. It has a shem kli on it. V'yonkalei sheva ksolim. But the hooks that are on the walls, that's Torah. That remains Torah. Since it's mishtamish lemechub lekarko, what's mishtamish lemechub lekarko does not have a shem kli lekabel the kabel to makabel tuma. Mishneh Dalet, Misamer, type of a knife, Hagoro, that you let bloodletting with, that you take out the blood with, is Tomei, that's called a Kli, it's Makabel Tuma. V'Shelevin HaShois, let's say like the blade that's there by the watch, by the Evin HaShois, this is the type of a thing that's Tekua in a watch, is Torah, that's not Makabel Tuma. Since it's Kavua B'Evin, it's called Mishamash Lekarka, it's not Makabel Tuma. Rabbi Tzadik, Mitam Rabbi Tzadik says, no, it is Makabel Tuma. Because sometimes you metaltlit, therefore it's called a kli. Sometimes you move it around. Misamer Hagardi, that's this knife that the Gardi, the weaver, uses. That he strains out his chut, he strains out the strings with. Is Tom, it's Makabel Tuma. The Oren Shel Garosis, this closet that you store there greasing like beans there. So Reb Tzadik Mitam, Reb Tzadik called this Makabel Tuma. Because this Oren is considered a Kli by itself, therefore it's Makabel Tuma. The Chachom Nechom say no, Mitar and Nechom say it's Tor. Because they hold it's not really called the Kli is finished yet. But what's going to be hoisa golushlosh shomatches? Let's say the wagon of it is made out of metal, then tumeya, then yes, then we say it's mekabel atuma.
Ye mishneh hey, masmer sheskinu liyos paseach v'noyo boy. Masmer mesama, that's a nail, that you fixed it to be used for a lock, to open and to close with it. So tumi, it's mekabel atuma. It has a shem kli, it's mekabel atuma. Ha'osu l'shmiro, let's say you only use this nail that you put on top of the door for a shmira, for a watch. Like when you come in, you put it there. When you go away, you take it away. Then tor, it's not called the kli that's meshamish you. You don't really have any use from it. Therefore, it's tor. Let's say you have this nail that you fixed, you set it, you bent it a little bit, that you can use it now to open up barrels with it. So Rabbi Kiva Matam, Rabbi Kiva says, yes, that's called the kli. And therefore, it's mekabel tuma. V'chachomim mitarim. The chomim say no. Mitarim remains tor. Ad sheir sofenu, until you put it into the fire again and make it stronger. So Mefarshim explain, because the old, if you need this nail to open up the barrels, it has to be a very strong nail, otherwise it'll break. So it's only mekabel tuma if you first like put it in the fire to mitzarf it, to make it strong. Shel mesamer shel shechoni. A shechoni, it's a person that changes over money. So he has a nail also that he uses, let's say, to hang up his screens or his doors with. So tor, it's not really a mishamishu at all, it's just to hold up the door, it remains tor. Rabbi Tzadik mitam, he else know that such a mesamer, since it helps you, it's mesakin, it holds up the door, therefore it's mekabel tuma. Now, shloisha dvorim, these three things, not these, but three things, Shloisha Dvorim, Rabbi Tzadik Metame, Rabbi Tzadik holds it is a kli to mekabel tuma. V'chachom Metam, the Chachom say no, it's not a kli to mekabel tuma. One is Misame Shol Shechoni, this nail that this money exchanger uses to hold up his door. If that's called a kli, not that he holds yes and the Chachom hold no. V'yorin Shol Groisus, you have this chest that you store pieces of metal there. That's called a kli to mekabel tuma, or misamer shel even hashros, or else the nail you use on a sundial thing, a type of a watch. Like Rabbi Tzadik Metame says, in all these three cases, the nail has a shem kli on it, it's mekabel tuma. V'chachom Metame say no, it's not called the kli, it's not mekabel tuma. Yeah, Mishnah Vav, Abor Devorim. There are four things. Rabbi Gamliel Metame, Rabbi Gamliel says these are kelim to mekabel tuma. V'chachomim mitayrim, and chomim say no, it remains tor. Kisui teni shomatches. We have a cover made out of metal for a basket. So you have a teni, which is a basket, and the kisui, the cover, is made out of metal. Shobale batim of private people. So it's a machlekes whether that's considered a kli to have a base kibbul, because really you could turn it over and use it as a base kibbul, but it's not meant for that. So that's a machlekes whether it's makabel tumor or not. Or also tluya hamagredis. Hamagredis, that's like a scratch backer. And the tluya, the hanger that it hangs on. The shal, is that called the kli, the hanger? The golme kle matchis. Or also unfinished metal kli. He didn't smooth it down yet. So shal, is that's mekabel tuma or not? Or else vetavlo shenechakol ishnaim. If you have a plate that was broken into two. That this is a machlekes that Rav Gamliel says in these four cases it is mekabel tuma. The Chum say no, it remains tor. But umoydim chachom Rav Gamliel, the Chum do agree in one case to say it is mekabel tuma. He agrees Rav Gamliel betavla. If you have this plate shenech lekol ishtam, it broke into two, but the two pieces are different. Echad gadol v'echad katan. One is a bigger piece, one is a smaller piece. Shehagadol tamei, that the bigger piece is tamei. The akotin Torah, the smaller piece that remains Torah, that's not mekabel tuma. Ye mishne zayin, dinor shenifsol. You have this coin, a dinor, that became posel, means you can't use it anymore. Like the king changed the coins. Ve'eskino litloise b'tzavah ktana. So you took this coin and you made a hole through it and you like put it on a chain to put around your daughter's neck. So locher is temeya. It is mekabel tuma. But a coin by itself is not mekabel tuma. But here that you made it for like a chain, for like a necklace, it's mekabel tuma. V'chein selah, the same thing, a coin, a selah, shenifsla, that became not usable anymore.
v'eskino liyo shaykebo, and instead he used it to use it for weight, to weigh things with it, to weigh gold, to weigh silver with it, is to meyer. Now the cell is mekabel tumah. But there's aloha, at kama tiposel, how much does the cell of the dinar has to be ruined that v'yei reshoy lekayim yilad to keep it? Because otherwise we're afraid, if it only got ruined a little bit, we're afraid you may use it yet to fool people for good money. So in order for you to keep it, it has to be ruined so much that we're not afraid to come to use it. So it has to be ruined at Shnei Dinrin. It has to be worth less now to Dinrin. Then you're allowed to keep it. But Pochus Mikan, let's say it's not worth less to Dinrin yet, then Yokuts, then you have to chop up the cell or the dinner. You can't hold on to it. We're afraid you may use it the way it is and fool people. Mishneh Ches. Ha'oilor, that's a small knife that you use to fix a pen with. Or else, v'yah kulmis, that's the pen itself, the reed that you used to write with. V'yah matul telis, that's a type of a kli that you use to see how straight the wall is, to see how straight it is. V'yah mishkolis, weights. V'yah kurim, that's like a heavy piece of metal you put on top of the olives to press the olives. Rels vihakan, that's the ruler. Vihakan. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Again, so the Mishnah says vihakan, that's the ruler. Vihakana, that's the table where you put the paper on that you want to rule out, is Timayim. These things are called Kalim, the Mishtamish you to Mekabel Tumah. V'chol Golme Kliyetz, any type of a wooden Kli that you made, even though you didn't finish smoothing it out yet, still Timayim, it's Mekabel Tumah because it's fit to be used the way it is. Chutz Mishel Ashkaroya, excluding a wooden Kli made from this type of a tree, Ashkarua, a type of a cedar tree, that here it's very like pointy, and therefore before you smooth it out, it's not fit to be used, therefore it's not makabel tumah before you smooth it out. Rabbi Yehuda says, af greifis shel zayis, Torah, a kli made out of the twigs, the wood of an olive tree is also Torah. Ad shetisholek, until you heat it up first, because it has a lot of moisture in the wood, it's not fit to be used yet for kli, until you first like heat it up, burn out, get all the moisture out of the wood, then it's a makli to makabel tumah. Yeah, Perak Yugimel, Mishnah Aleph, Hasayif, that's a sword, V'yasakin, a knife, V'yapigyon, that's like a dagger that has a point to it on both sides, V'yaroimach, and a spear, Magal Yad, that's like a hand knife, or Magal Katsir, that's like a knife that you use to cut the wheat with, to cut off the tfuah, V'yashachor, that's a type of a razor, Vazug shel saporim means scissors that the barber used. Shenechleku, even though the scissors divided in two came apart. Harayelu temeim, all these things are kelim ramakabel tumah, because each piece could be used by itself to cut its makabel tumah. Rabbi Yosi says, hasomach liyad, the part that's near your hand, tome, that's makabel tumah. The hasomach larosh, the part that's near the tip of it, that's tor, that's not royal to use by itself, after it broke in half, therefore it's tor. It doesn't have a base achizik, you can hold on to it, therefore it's tor. Misperes shenechiku lishnayim. Misperes is a type of a knife that's bent over. It's not a real scissors, but it's like a bent over knife that broke in half. See, here the locher is, Reb Yudah says still it's mekabel tumah, because each piece could be used by itself. But the chom is saying no, it remains tor metarim, because it's only at the adchak, it's very hard to use it. It's not like a scissors that came in two that each piece could be used, but just like a bent over knife that broke in half. So therefore he says it's not makabel tumah once it broke. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Now we're talking about different type of kelim that has two sides to it, and each side is used for a different purpose. So even though it breaks, as long as one side is usable, it's still roy makabel tumah. So Mishnah starts off and say, kolik rifiyoin, that's type of a rake, that on one side it's used to clean out the ashes from the oven, and the other side it's like a fork used to pull out the bread or pull out the meat. So shenit l'kapo, if it's taken off the round part of it, the kapo, still it's temeya mipnei shina. As even the part that cleans out the ashes was taken off, but still it's tamei because the other side has its like fork to it that you can take out the meat with it. Nitla shina, let's say the part that has the fork on it was broken off, still this rake is makabel tumah. Why? Mipnei kapam, because it has the other side that could be used like to take out the ashes from the oven. What's going to be mikhoil? Mikhoil, there's also one side of this type of a pin, like is pointy, that they used to use it to put eye paint, to paint the eye, and the other side of it had like a calf they used to clean out, a little bit round, to clean out the wax in the ear. And therefore, mikhoil shenitl ha-calf, if the calf was taken out, that's the round part, tenei mifnei ha-socher, still it's tummy because it has the pointy part that could be used to like paint the eye. Nitl ha-socher, if the pointy part of this clay was taken off, tummy still it's makabel tumah mifnei ha-calf, because it has like a little bit the round part of it that could be used to take out the wax of the ear. Machtei, that's type of a pen to write with, that one side is pointy to write with on top of wax, and the other side is a little bit smooth, more a little bit a rolly type to smooth out the wax. After you wrote, if you want to clean it off, to smooth it out. So this machtev shenitla kosev is taking out the sharper part that you write with. Tomei, still it's tomei. Mipnei ha-moichik, because it has the other side that you could erase it with. Nitel ha-moichik, let's say the part that you erase with was taken off. Tomei, still the kli is makabel tumah mipnei ha-kosev, because you have the other part that you could write with it. So still called the kli, it's still usable. What's going to be with zoimo listero shenitla kapa? There's also type of a kli that on one side is like a spoon, you take out the dirt from the pot, and on the other side is like a fork that you pull up the piece of meat from the pot. So shenitla kapa, if the round piece was taken off, tamei is still this type of a spoon, is makabel tumah, but neha mazlek, because on the other side is like a fork type. Nital ha-mazlek, if the fork part was taken off, so tamei, this kli is still makabel tumah, b'pnei kapa, because of its round part. V'chein ha-shein shamada, the same thing, the top of the plow that you use to work on the karka with, if one shein, like one tooth of it, was broken off, but as long as one part of it is still used, that could be used to crush up the dirt, it's makabel tumah. Shear kulam, what's the shear of all these, even if part of it broke off, if the other part is still there? Kedei lasois malachton, if it's still fit to do its first work that it could have done anyway, it's still called a kli, it's the roi lekabel tumah. The Mishnah Gimel, charchur shenifkom, charchur, that's like a metal kli that's wide and it's sharp, that they use in the machresha, they use when they plow the field with it. So it happened was shenifkam, it broke off part of the metal. So tomei ad shenot ruba, until most of it gets broken off, then it's not makabel tumah. But as long as most of it is not broken off, it's still makabel tumah. Kurdam shenita ushpoi, kurdam, that's type of an axe that has two sides to it. So shenita ushpoi means the sharp side of it. Still tomei, still the kliz makabel tumah. Why? Nifnei based the kua. Because the other side, the dull side, is still used to crack things on it. Nito base bikua, if the other side was broken, still tome vnei ushra, because of the sharp side of it. Nishba makufoi, let's say the makufoi of it was broken on it. That's like the handle of it. And then Torah, that's not fit to be used. In the beginning of Mishnah also, we skipped that part. Yeah, the Mishnah says, chakor shenifkam tome, achinot rubay, then nishba makufoi also. If like the handle of it came off, Torah, it's not fit to be used, it's not makabel tumah. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Magreifom, that's a tool that you use to clean out the ashes from an oven. So shenit lekapa, even though the round part of it that's mainly used to clean out the ashes with, temeya, still the kli is makabel tumah. Why? Bivnei shikakurnas, like the other side is like a you could bang with it. The other side, you could bang on metal like a hammer, therefore it's still fit to use. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chacham nachom say no, v'chacham imitar nachom say it's Torah. since the ikar use is to clean out the ashes, and it can't be used for that, therefore it remains tor.
Magero, that's a sur, shenitlu shener, the teeth of it was taken out, achas mi benasai, means out of every two, every second one was taken out, so tora, the sur is not fit to be used, the kli is tor. What's going to be nishtaya bo molei hasit, there's a length of it that has all its teeth there, the mokimecha in one place, then it's tamei, that's tamei. Molei hasit means when you spread out your thumb and the first finger, how spread out it is, that's called molei hasit. If that much, like 4 or 5 inches worth of the sewer has its teeth one next to another, then it's still fit to be used, that's makabel tumah. Hamei atzad, it's like a hatchik, v'izmo, that's a small knife, v'yamavsel is something you use to scratch out on, v'yamakdeyach you use to make a hole with it, shenifkemu, parts of it came off it, t'meim still the makabel tumah, because it's still fit to be used. Nital chisumam toirim, let's say though, that's like the edge of it, the sharp edge of it was taken off, so then tohirim, then the kli remains tor, it's not fit to be used. Then tor. V'chul, in all these cases, shenechaku l'shnayim, they divide into two. Tumeim, still the fit to be used, it's still makabel tumah. Chutz min amagdeyach v'arokniq, chutz from these two type of kelim, b'fnei atzmai, by themselves, tohirah, they remain tor. Magdeyach, that's what you use to make holes with. V'arukt m'fnei atzmai means that's the eighth, shalom miktsoya, that you have to take the metal out of it. There, it's not makabel tumah, it's not fit to be used. Like if the wooden handle of the chisel came off, since it's not fit to be used, therefore it remains tohor. The Mishnah Hay, machat shenito chariva, a needle, if the whole of it was taken off, or else if the point of it was taken off, tohor, either one of them, then the kli is tohor, it's not fit to be used. In meskina lemitua, let's say you set aside this needle now, to be used to tighten the clothing with it. So tameya, then even though it doesn't have the eye to it, still it could be used, still it's makabel tumah. Shel sakoyim, let's say you have this needle that you use to make sacks with. Shenita harira, that the eye was taken off. Tameya, still it's makabel tumah. Bivnei shukaisaboy, you could use it to write with it. The other side of the sharp part, you could still use. Nita uksa, let's say the sharp part of it was taken off. Then Torah, then remains Torah. Shel mitoch, let's say the needle was used to stretch out clothing with it, then benkach or benkach tumeya, even if the eye or the sharp part was taken off, still it could be used. Machat shehel sochaludi, you have this needle, that rust came upon it. So it depends. If it stopped you from sewing, then Torah, that's not called the kli, it's Torah. The imlava doesn't help you, then tumeya. Tzinoira shepshotom, let's say you have like this needle that was first bent and now you straightened it out. Is Torah, it's not fit to be used. But kofafot, let's say you bend it over again. Chazlo tomosa, then it's fit to be used. Then it is makabel tumah. Yemishnevov, eitz hamishamish es hamatchis. You have a pshuta kli, it's a flat kli made out of wood. The klal is not makabel tumah. But a flat piece of metal that's made into a kli is makabel tumah. So you have an eitz that's mishamash eshematchis, that the eitz, the wood part of the kli, is used to work for the metal part. Then tameya, then it's called makabel tumah, because the ikar is the metal. V'hamatechis, let's say it's the metal of mishameshis that's being used as eitz to be used for the wood. Then Torah, then the ikar of the kli is called the wood, and the pshut to kli eitz, a straight piece of wood, is not makabel tumah. Ketzel, what's the case? Pesachas, you have this top of a lock. Shaleitz, made out of wood. We have pin the pieces inside, that's the main part of it, shalosh or matchas, made out of metal. Afilu achas, even only one a piece inside is made out of metal. Tameya, then the slak is makabel tumah, because the ikar is the metal. What's going to be the opposite way? Pesachas shal matchas, the lock was made out of metal, but for the pin shalosh, the middle part of it, shalates is made out of wood, that's the ikar, is the wood, then Torah, since it's a pshuta kliyates, it remains Torah. Taba shomatchis, you have a metal ring. V'choisim shlo, the seal on it, shall almoy, the type of a wood, is tamei, it's makabel tumah, because the ikar is the ring. But taba shal agmon, if you have the ring made out of wood, v'choisim shlo, and the seal on it, shall matchis, made out of metal, Torah remains Torah, because the ikar of it is the almoy, is the wood.
Hashen Sheba Tas Sheba Poisachas V'Sheba Maf Teach Temeya. These things are Temeya from the Atzma by themselves. So let's case that's this Hashen made out of metal, this pin like made out of the tooth made out of metal, Sheba Tas Maf Teachas. It's in the door, it's in the wooden door, or else Sheba Maf Teach. We'll send the key. So locher is tumei b'fnei atzma. These things even taken out by themselves. The yom makabel tuma. Since they're made out of metal, they're makabel tuma. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Hakadumin ha'ashkeloni. That's an akadum that came from the place Ashkelon. This was like a piece of wood that has hooks on it, and they used to hang on it buckets of water to cool off, or else. And Shenishbru, because the kli itself, the wood itself broke, but the hooks on it are still usable. Is a rei elu tumei, and this kli is still makabel tuma, because the ikra of the kli is the hooks, and since the hooks are kayim, it's called the kli. Hamabir, that's like a pitchfork, used to move the straw around. The hamizra, used to winnow the straw with. The hamagoiv, and stam a shovel. V'chein masrek sharosh, the same thing, a comb that you comb your hair with. Shenit lachas mishenem, if one of the teeth came out, was made out of wood. V'yason shomatches, and now you made a put a metal one inside it. Hezerei elu tumeim, the things are still makabel tuma because of this one metal tooth that's there. V'yakulu, and all these chedushim, Omer B'shur B'shur used to say, Dvar chidush chidshu seifrim itachomu mechad is something new. He agrees on it. He disagrees on it. V'yem limol oshiv. I don't have what to answer about it. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. As he argues, he doesn't know how they got this chidush. So some says arguing only on the last halacham that he held just because you have one metal tooth there does not make the kli royal lekabel tuma. Otherwise, this kli is called the pshut the kli yates. They should not be makabel tuma. Mishneh Hey, Masrek Shel Pishton, you have a comb that used to comb out the flax, Shenit Lashinov, that its teeth were taken out from this comb, V'nishtayim Boishtayim, but at least two teeth were left over, Lachris Tomei, the comb is still royal to be used, and therefore it's Lekabel Tumah. V'yachas, let's say only one tooth is left over, then it's not usable, and therefore Torah, the Kli becomes Torah, it's not a Kli anymore. V'kulon achas achas b'fnei atzman t'meis. But each tooth that was taken out by itself, the tooth itself, has a kabbalist, could be mekabel tuma. It's called a kli, because you could use to write on wax with it. It could be used like a pen, therefore it's still mekabel tuma. V'shel tzemer, let's say you have a comb that you use to comb out wool. Shenitlu. Shinov achas miben tayim, that one tooth was taken out between the other two, is tor. All along the comb, all along this comb, every second tooth like was taken out, so it's not fit to come out the wool anymore, therefore the kli is tor. Nishtari by sholosh b'mokem mechlet, in one place you have three teeth, one after another, then the comb is still fit to be used, it's mekabel tuma. What's going to be hoisa achitzoino achas mehen? One of these three was the last outside tooth, which is a little bit wider, and it's not really used to comb with. Therefore, Torah, the kli is Torah, it's not makabel tuma, because really you only have two teeth left over. Therefore, it's not fit to be used. Therefore, it's Torah. Now, nitlu mimenu shtayim. Let's say you take out two teeth from this wool comb. You take out two teeth from this comb that's used for the wool. The asoin lemal ketes, and you make, let's say, a tweezer out of it. So lochris tineus, now these two teeth are makabel tuma, they have a shem kli by itself. Let's say achas, take out one of them, achas, viskindle a ner, and you use it for a ner, means you use it for the lantern to take out the psila, take out the wicks with it, or else to make the ner better. Oi lemituach, to stretch out, let's say at the end of the beged, you want to stretch it out. So you used it for a kli. Locherus Timea, that's called a kli, then it's makabel atuma. Yeah, Perek Arba also. Mishnalef. Klei matchis. If you have a metal kli that broke, kamahu shiurin. How much are the pieces? How big do the pieces have to be that they're still tuma yomakabu tuma? Sadali, if it was a pitcher, something you fetched the water with, kadela malas, but it has to be fit, the small piece, the broken piece of it, also that you still fetch water with it. Kumkum, if you have a kettle, a broken kettle, kadela yachem, but it has to be big enough, the piece, that you can still heat hot water in it. Mecham, that's a boiler, let's say, a bigger piece, a bigger kettle, bigger than a kettle, a boiler. Kadela kabul sloyim, it has to be big enough that you could store sloyim coins in it. Halafos, some say that's an ilfus, a frying pan. Kadela kabul kitonyos, it has to be big enough, the piece that could still, you could put inside it small pitchers or small ladles, kitonyos. Let's say you have the kitonyos, let's say you have a ladle that broke. Kadela kabul prutos, if it's big enough that you can fill it up now with prutos, then it's still makabul tumah. Midas yain, something you use to measure wine with. The yain has to be fit still to measure wine with it. Or midas shem, let's say it was something, a clear that you use to measure oil. The shem, and now that it broke, it still has to be usable to measure oil. Rebbe Lezer says, kulam b'prutas. Now all these shurim is tall in a pruta. All these kelim we had, all these midas of yain b'shem, and they broke. As long as you could fit some prutas inside them, it's still makabel tumma. Rabbi Kiva says, some say it's a new aloha now, that I'm a chusa chatifa tomei. Let's say you made the barrel, just the top of the barrel, the steam or the closing of the barrel is missing yet. That's nothing. That's still called the kli, and the kli is makabel tumma. But I'm a chusa letisha. Let's say you didn't finish the kli yet. You still have to smooth it down, which is a mais umein. Then it's Torah, not Makabel Tumah. That's not considered the Kli is finished yet, therefore it's not Makabel Tumah. Yeah, Mishneh Beis. Makil, if you have like a stick or a cane, she'osu b'roishoy masmer kemin chazyona, made on the top of it like a round ball made out of metal, and you want to use it now to hit somebody to be like a Kli, so therefore Tumah, even though the wood itself is a pshuta Kli, it's not Makabel Tumah. Now at the head of it, you put like a masam, like a round type of a nail, to use it to hit somebody with. So now it's called the kli matches, and therefore it's makabel tumah. Simroi, let's say on the top of this cane, you just studded it with nails, is also tameh, because now it's called the wood is mishamish, the metal is called the kli matches, it's makabel tumah. Rabbi Shimon says, Achiyasa boy shloishis dorm. Shimon says, no, this mako, the stick is under makabel tumah, if you have three rows of this nails that you started into it. And then we say the stick becomes bottle to the nails. But we do not pass makab Shimon. For chulun, all these two cases, shason and noi, if you made the metal just to make the stick look nice, but not to usually stick like to hit somebody, to be like a weapon, then tirim, then we say the ikari is the eights, and the metal is only lenoi tachshit, therefore, it's still called the Kli Eitz, it's not Makabel Tumah. What's going to be also Barosha on top of this cane, on top of this stick, you made Barosha Manika, that's type of a pipe, made out of metal, and V'chein Bedela, same thing if you have a door, a wooden door, at the end of it you made a metal pipe that the door should like close well, so Torah, we say the door or this cane is still Torah, because the Icarus is the wood, not this metal, it's not called the Kli Matches yet. What's going to be Hoyse Kli? Let's say this pipe by itself had a Shem Kli, it was a metal Kli. The Chibuloi, now you attached it to the door or to the cane. Tumeya, it's still Makabel Tumah, it's still called the Kli. Miei Masi to Harosa, when is this pipe now? Do we say it's Torah, it's not called the Kli anymore? So Beisham Rambashami says, Misha Yachvel, it has to be that the pipe itself became ruined and it cannot be used anymore. So even though you attached it to the stick, it still is called the kli, calls them out, it could be used. However, Basilu says, no, Misha Yechaber. Once you attach it well, this pipe to the stick, it's like bottle to the stick, it's not called, it could be used by itself anymore, and therefore it doesn't have a shame kli mafkas anymore, therefore it's not makabel atum, it's tohor. Mishneh Gimel, Hakantor Shelbanoi. This is a builder's drill. Some are used to drill holes with. The hadokor shel chorish, or else a carpenter's chisel, his erelu tameim. These things are makabotoma. They're made out of metal, and therefore include the kli matchis, that's makabal atoma. Yistois oyeholim, the pegs that you put on the floor, that you tie down the ropes for a tent, or else for yistois hamashoichos, people that measure, survey the land, so they put pegs and they mark off. So these pegs are tameis, they're made out of metal. They're not considered bottled to the karka because you don't keep them there. You're going to take them out. So therefore, this looks to the kli matchis as mekabel tuma. Shal shelish shel mashoichos. Again, the surveyors that measure the land, they have, let's say, metal or strings that they measure with. So tameis, those strings are mekabel tuma. We don't say again it's bottled to the karka. For also leitzim, let's say the strings were made to measure wood, then tohira, it's called as being mishtamish eitz, and therefore it's like a pshuta kli eitz, they remain tohira. Shal shelish deli godol, let's say you have a big pitcher, and you have the shal shelish, the string that's attached to it. Sarba tfochim, the first arba tfochim that's near the kli, that's considered like a yad to the kli, it's called part of the kli, it's like a handle to the kli, it's makabel tuma. But more than four tefachim away, it's not considered the yad lekli. It's not makabel tuma. The shalkot, let's say, was a small pitcher. Asara, then even ten tefachim is still considered like a yad to the kli. It's makabel tuma. But more than ten tefachim above the kli, that part of the shalshels, that part of the chains, are not makabel tuma. Chamor shel nafachim. Shel nafachim, that's like a blacksmith. Chamor, some say that's the bosses. That's a type of the bottom piece of eitz of wood that he puts down his tools on top of them. So it's a plate, it's a flat piece of wood that he puts his tools on top of it. Is tomei still it's makabel tuma. Because since it's a bosses for these metal tools, so it has a loch like a kli metal, and therefore it's makabel tuma. Some say it's something that looks like a chamor made out of metal that he rides on it, or he puts his things on it, therefore it's makabel tuma. Megeiro, let's say you have a saw, she'osa shineh b'toich achur, that you put its teeth, the teeth of the saw, you stuck inside achur. You put into the hole in the door, like to close up the door. So the locher is, if this kli was tummy before, locher is tummy, it still remains tummy. Since you did not like fasten it, you did not knock it into the door, it's not become part of the door, you just put it in there, therefore it's not bottled the shame kli, it still remains tummy. Or so milamaton lamalan, let's say the teeth of the saw, you turn it upside down from downwards where it's supposed to be used, you pointed them upwards now, so you cannot use this kli anymore. Tahira, then the kli remains tor. The cholak hisuyin, all covers to a pot, even though it's a metal pot, the covers themselves remain Torah. The namishtam is another base kibbol. It's not a kli by itself. Therefore, they remain Torah. Chutz mishel mechem, except from a boiler. By a boiler, there you could use the cover itself. The cover itself is fit to be used as a kli. Therefore, it has a shem kli on it. It's still makabel atuma. The Mishnah Dalid hatemeim shebagola. These are the parts of a wagon that's makabel tuma. Or oil shel matchis, if you have the yoke that you put on the animals that's made out of metal, that's a kli makabel tuma. The hakatrov, some say that's the crossbar that can. The haknofayim hamakablois as a ritzuais, and the rings that hold the straps in place. The habarzel and the metal shetachas tzavre behema that goes under the neck of the animal. Hasoimech, that's the pin of the pole that holds also things in place. The hamachkor, that's the metal or chains that you have to go around the neck of the animal and you tie it on to the yoke. The hatamchuyos, that's the package departments where we keep the packages. Ha'invul, that's the thing that you use the clapper to make noise, like to make him go. Vihatzinoiro, that's what holds down tight the packages on and it shouldn't fall off. That's the tzinoiro. That's like the hooks. Vihamasmer hamachabris kulam, and the nail that holds them all together. So all these things are considered part of the wagon, and it's called the Kli Matchis. These things are Makabel Atuma. Now, Mishneh Hei, HaTahirim Shebagola, what are the parts of the wagon that remains Torah, it's not Makabel Atuma? That's oil, if you have the yoke made out of wood. HaMetzup, even though it's covered over with metal, but since it's only for an ornament like, and the main thing is the wood, it's called the Kli Yetz, it's not Makabel Atuma. If you also have things on the side of it, even a piece of metal, but it's made just to make ornaments, to make it look nice, again, it's not Makabel Tuma. If you have there, like type of metal tubes that make noise, so that's also, it's not called a Kli, like it's only Lenoi Bivad, it's not called a Kli to Makabel Tuma. If you have lead that's put on the side of the animal, that's only lenoi to make it look nice, again, samakabu tuma. Hasoivev shogalgal, around the wheel, even if some metal around the wheel, it's not shtamish, the wheel itself is made out of wood, therefore it's samakabu tuma. Hatasim, that small pieces with tsepuyim that you cover them with, or shokol masmoris, or all other nails, they're only made linoi, these all things that put there, you know, the metal, but it's only put there to make it look nice, they remain terim, they're not makabel tuma. Sandalei behema shomatches, if you have these shoes that are made for the animals, made out of metal, to make them makabel tuma. Shel sham, if they're made out of cork, then terim is not a kli to makabel tuma. Hasayif, a sword, mehema sa makabel tuma, when is it considered finished, that it's makabel tuma? Mishe shufenu. Means they have to take it out of the furnace, you wash it down, even before you sharpen it, it's makabel tuma. The asakim, but a knife, mi sheyash chizeno. It's only makabel tuma after you sharpen it, then it has a shem kli matches, then it's makabel tuma. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll continue on the next tape.